Who is it?
Go ahead, caller.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah. Hello.
Hola.
excuse me. This is my first time calling on the radio, so I'm a little nervous. So, but is this Pinata? Pinata? Pinata Hour?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Pinata Hour.
Hello, am I on the air?
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm a little nervous, so.
Hold on a second, caller. You're not on the air yet.
Please bear. Okay, I'll wait.
Hold on. Is this a Jerky Boy skit?
Okay, go ahead. Now you're on the air.
I'll hold. Sounds like the freaking
okay,
I'll hold till I'm on the air.
Okay, we are
on the air. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
I'm literally on the air.
Before we go back on the air, do I sound all right, or am I doing a good job? Or
yeah, you're doing great, caller. One second, we'll put you on the air.
Okay, hold on. I'm a little nervous right now, so just let me get ready to be on the air. Okay, hold on 1 second.
You want to hang up and go and pee first? You want to go pee?
Now you're on the air.
Okay. Hi, Pinata.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Pinata.
Hey.
I'm a first time caller. Oh man, are you guys laughing at me right now? Oh my god.
We have a live audience here. We have like about 40 people standing.
Oh my god.
What's
I'm
going?
So nervous right now. I hope I'm doing a good job.
Don't shit your pants now.
Am I on the air?
Yeah. Hi. How you doing?
Hi.
Hey. How you doing?
Okay, so Pinata, I was listening to you guys, and I hear there's a man in the studio, and by the name of Henry. Is that true?
Yes, he is. He's right in front of me. What's up?
Now, I just want to know, is that the same Henry that's in a band that's called Bastidas?
Yes.
Bastidas?
Yeah.
Hi. Hello, Mr. Henry. I'm such a big fan. Am I on the air?
Thanks.
Yes, you are. You are on the air.
Literally on the air, buddy.
Can you tell me? And by the way, shout out to Matt Time Radio, by the way. But
all right, everybody, we're back. Matt Time Radio is here, live in beautiful downtown Los Angeles, round three. I'm one of your hosts. I'm Rich.
I'm Crail.
I'm Dwayne.
And we thank you guys for stopping in for another episode of our show. We got a lot of things going on today. We have an exciting guest coming in. We actually have Moya Brown is going to be here later on in studio talking about his new line of equipment.
Yeah, boy.
And we got some news for you, too.
We got some good stuff going on.
Yeah, and what are we gonna talk about today? We got a dedication coming up.
Yeah, we got in a few minutes, man. We got a dedication. I'm gonna keep my word to somebody. You better be tuning in too, because if not, it's gonna sound funny when I read stuff.
Yeah, that's true. And we did talk about this last time, and still coming around. It seems to be a really big deal. This new deal that the UFC has with Fox. And now it looks like more details are coming out. And this event's going to take place now on November 12th. And it's actually going to be here local. It's going to be in Anaheim at the Honda Center.
I wonder if they're selling tickets to that deal.
Don't know if they're selling tickets quite yet. But what's exciting is actually one of our local boys is going to be on the card. And he's making his pro debut with the UFC, Cub Swanson.
Oh, really? So there's going to be more than one fight on there.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be a full card, but it looks like for TV purposes, they're only going to show just one of those. I think it's going to be the main event they're going to show.
Okay. I thought it was just one fight.
Yeah.
I guess it's one televised fight.
Yeah. That's going to be. I don't think they can fill that whole arena just for one fight.
Oh, there'd be a bunch of people out there if they give free tickets.
Yeah, like the UFC's going to give away free tickets.
They'll give away anything free.
You don't know what. They already got all their money from Fox. They don't really, if they don't sell anything, they already got their money from Fox. They could care less right now.
Yeah. Well, too, I mean, I remember seeing Cub Swanson's fight, in King of the Cage and going out there as Saboba. And that guy's, he's had a lot of good fights in there, too.
Yeah, it'll be good. I'm curious to see what else is going to be on that card, though.
Well, besides that, you know, of course, the main event, Cain Velasquez and Junior Dos Santos, that's going to be a brawl right there. Do we got a caller on the line?
Yeah.
Hey, caller. Who's on the line with us?
Chris.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Yeah, from Moya Brand.
Yeah, what's going on, buddy?
I'm good, good. How are you guys?
Good.
Oh, right on. He's early.
Yeah, you're early.
Yeah, we're looking
for... Do you want me to call back?
No. Hey, quick little intro, man. Thanks for calling in. I think we're going to give you a jingle. We'll have you call back a little bit if you want, but you're welcome to stay on the line.
Yeah, it's cool. I'll just kick it.
All right.
Yeah, so what are your thoughts of this this new thing going on with the UFC? Are you going to be one of those going down there to the fight?
No, I'm not going to be able to make it.
Why not?
I'm working.
Oh, all right.
I'm the brand.
Good answer.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what you got to say because the boss is here. Huh? Yeah. And so with that main event, it looks like it's only going to be one fight that's going to be televised on Fox. I don't know how they're going to make that work, though.
Yeah, I don't know either. I know they're using all those other affiliate stations to do the posts and the pre-shows and all that, so I assume they're probably going to have some of the fights on there, but that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, wow. I think so.
One event, huh?
Yeah, well, that's going to be the local one. So I'm sure a lot of people, if they haven't seen, you know, a live UFC event, and, you know, that'd be a good chance to, you know, to see one. Everyone has their opinions on going to watch those fights live. You know, we had talked about that before.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I'm more partial to like Carl says, to the best seat in the house and win in front of my own TV.
Yeah, I like watching that at home, too. Though.
You pay a bunch of money, you get close, and once they hit the ground, you can't even see what's going on. So.
Yeah, that's so true. I think live is like the best way to go, like through pay-per-view or whatever.
Yep, because you can see everything that's happening.
Yeah, well, even you know, when I was at a live UFC event, I was, you know, spending most of my time watching it on the big monitors and everything because I couldn't see what was going on.
Yep.
Yeah, that's crazy because I remember like back in Vegas when I used to go all the time, and everybody in the audience, you see them like instead of looking the ring, they're looking at all the big screens.
Yeah,
or they're looking at
okay.
Yeah, or they're looking at all the people, or who's clapping, or who's that, or who's this, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, go get yourself a $10 beer, and then go in there and watch it on the big screen.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know. At least for me in the UFC, like I miss hearing Joe Rogan yelling stuff, or you know, when he gets all drunk and crazy, I kind of miss it. You know, when you're there live, because he's obviously not there. You can't hear him.
You know, it's fun going live the first few times, but. Then after that, I've been to actual smaller shows, and you get, you know, second, third row, and still they hit the ground, and you can't see anything that's going on. You know, you can't really appreciate things. You know, it's best seeing it at home, unless you can actually attend an MMA event where they fight in a ring as opposed to a cage. Then you can see a little bit more.
Yeah.
Or like watching the live Muay Thai fights.
Yeah. Nothing like that. I love that. I can't wait to.
That's cool.
The wife and I are trying to go to Thailand next year, and we're going to go to Lumpini and Rajadam. And that's something, if you've never seen live Muay Thai fights, it's pretty amazing.
Hey, I've seen that YouTube fight, that Muay Thai fight where the guys were throwing trash cans at each other. Did you see that?
No, I haven't seen that.
It's like these two guys are fighting. And then I guess one guy knocks the other guy out. Then he gets up and he knocks the other guy out. And then the guy's coach throws something at the guy, knocks him out. Then the other coach throws. But I mean, it looks legit.
Yeah. No.
They got that music going on in the background, and you can see the flies everywhere.
Yeah, it's really, if you watch American Muay Thai versus traditional Muay Thai from Thailand, it's, you know how here in America somebody will get hurt, somebody will get knocked out, and they actually. You know, they'll have the medic or out there,
yeah.
And they won't. They'll basically stop the show until they revive him or take him out. You know, in Thailand, it's funny because they'll actually bring in a stretcher and they just basically roll him over to one side, dump him on the stretcher, and take him out, dude.
Hey, there's other people waiting, man.
Yeah,
there's other people waiting, buddy. You know, yeah.
And then it happens here, and then they have to wait and bring in another ambulance, and they stop the whole show, and.
Yep.
everyone, the fights run late. And
don't forget about everybody betting in the stands, too, in Thailand, right?
What's that?
Everybody betting in the stands?
Oh, yeah, but that's the second floor.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, the first floor is, you know, the second floor is like all the locals and betting, and you hear the, oi!
Is that where they have, like, the dudes that look like chicks?
No, that's not at the Muay Thai fights, but they do have... Thailand is notorious for that.
Oh, yeah, I was watching something, and they had those... I mean, I was like, wow, that's crazy.
Hello, honey. Mm-hmm. You want to have a good time?
Well, what about that Muay Thai movie, The Beautiful Boxer?
You know, actually, it's that is a true story. And she basically was in... I don't know if you guys
Hishi.
Know... I don't know if you guys know how Muay Thai actually works, but a lot of those people over there are very poor. So the kids will go live in the camps at about 7 or 8. And what they do is after about a year of basically cleaning up and taking care of the fighters, they get trained, and they'll have 2 fights a month. And 30% of whatever they make goes to the gym, and the rest they send it back to the family.
Hmm.
And they will live there till they're 21, 22, and they end up retiring with like 200 to 300 fights. And that was actually a true story. The basically a lady boy or some.
Yeah. Yeah. What's this called again?
It's called A Beautiful Boxer.
Oh, I gotta
and
check
basically
that out.
One of the kids, you know, he grew up and, you know, he realized he was gay, and they caught him with like lipstick and makeup, and then he'd go in the ring and he'd go to fight, and he'd fight with makeup on. And people would, you know, they talk a lot of madness to him until he beat their ass, you know, and then they got a lot of respect. But if you guys really want to see a good movie, you actually got a good Muay Thai movie, is a movie called Chok D.
Oh, yeah. That's a great movie.
It's basically, if you guys don't know, it's a true story. And the actual guy that's playing Chok D in the movie is the real Chok D. And it's all a true story.
It's not Chok D from Public Enemy.
No.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, man, I didn't know he was.
No, it's called Chok D.
Yeah, that's a really good movie.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a very good movie.
It is a really good movie. It's actually a French movie. It's.
I'm only watching if it's on Netflix.
No, it's good. You can probably get a hold of it.
Oh, Netflix has got just about everything now, since they doubled their prices. I'm pretty sure they're gonna have it.
And actually, cheaper if you don't get. I mean, I used to have both, but I was like, I don't need a DVD in my house, so
yeah.
I'll stream it.
Yep, that's how you got to do it.
Yeah, well, hopefully with that, you know, they're gonna get more titles now that they raise the prices. And now, actually, we gotta go. We're gonna change speeds a little bit, and we got a little dedication going on right now.
As soon as I get my background music, it's my time radio. I got a special dedication going out to somebody out there from Richard. He wants to tell Kat something. I hope you're listening. As I wake up every morning and feel the warmth of your skin pressed up against my very own, I am taken back. And in the light's deep breath, I inhale your morning fragrance. Hey, dude, Richard, I can't read this anymore, buddy. I can't read it anymore, buddy. Hey, Kat, Richard wants to tell you he loves you, okay? He wrote this beautiful poem for you, but I can't read it, man. Everyone's looking at me funny. Sorry, buddy.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back with some more Matt Time Radio.
We'll play it after.
Okay.
Matt Time Radio, SkidRow.LA. We'll be back.
Hold on, Whoopin'. I love you. I know you got him. I know you got him, Dick. But the man's in trouble. I'm going to show you how great I am.
How many times I gotta tell y'all I'm second to none? No magazine's top 10 cause I'm -1. So I don't pay attention to them dumb folk, cause I'ma always be in first like the clutch broke. I'm from where the cutthroats cut coke, cause school ain't cut it, they cut out the puff smoke. And guess what? That's who I hang with. So when you speak industry, I don't know the language. But play a beat and I'll show you why I'm head honcho. Y'all getting away with murder like the white Bronco. Bunch of trash in between hooks. Bars too cute to be getting all these mean looks. Put the hottest rappers all on one stage together. See who hold their arm up like Che Guevara. I rhyme hotter and I say it better. I'm a winner, Cold War. I'm a product of the Reagan era. Dave Dinkin to the page inking. My 16's free, all I'm hip-hop's Abe Lincoln. Fam, I don't know what they thinking. These niggas got me fucked up like I spent all day drinking. I'm a boss, not a loss yet. You little lemons in a race with a souped-up Corvette. I'm so hot, I can stand still and pour sweat.
sweat in the North Pole, fully naked with my balls wet. I'm a monster, these other niggas small pets. Claim they sick, but they get cured by a dog's vet. I'm thorough from my yank to my Gore-Tex. You bluffing, I play poker, I'm calling all bets. Local boy, when's the last time you all left? I don't even know where the fuck I'm going on tour next. Last month, Canada, before that, Europe. I had waffles out in Belgium, you ain't have syrup. Every time I write, it's another flight. Another whore with my kids on an underbite. Another yow, I chant when I touch the mic. Another magazine spread, yeah, you fucking right. I'm on my grind like a pair of inline skates. Get on tracks and go bananas like a primate. Baboon, gorilla, chimpanzee, a wild ape. King Kong when he escaped. I'm about to skyscrape. But the sky ain't the limit. I can teleport through my mind any minute. Take you to a place where the lions go ribbit. All the frogs roar and the fire is frigid. I'm out of this world, don't belong here. What good is air in the throne if I taught you from a small chair? Family, you niggas got it twisted. Flow out of the box, yours chicken and a biscuit. Give me chicken pox when I listen. I be itching to cripple your career like a ligament is missing. Dog, I'm on a mission like an intimate position. When I swing, it's knockouts. I ain't getting a decision. From here on, it's locked. Y'all a prisoner of spitting. Can't escape my bars. No visitors permitted. Welcome to hell with your well holes and pitchforks. And you burn an eternal flame for your bitch talk. Dick in my hand, I'm pissed off. But I ain't buckling. Every day I'm hustling. Rick Ross. One day the whole globe will know I'm Clark Kent. Underneath the shades on a Project Park bench. Superman when I grip the mic. The only way I'm slowing down is if I blow a pound of kryptonite. From now on, I'm a bully. I'ma pick the fight. Let them pick you up off the ground when I chip your bite. You become a little memory. Gigabyte, me and these beats got married. I'm Mr. Right. Little man, you spit a eye. I'm on fire. You got a little buzz. Miller Lite. Man, there's so many words running around my brain. If I don't put them on the track, I would go insane. Maybe that's why everything I say is crazy. And every day I wake up with a naked lady. With a VIP band on my right wrist. Pants on the floor, JD with a slight sip. Left in the bottom, telly key on the nightstand. I go to the bathroom to pee and then I scram. I live the life of a rock star. They ain't wanna let me through, so I became a cop car. Put the sirens on every time I touch a pin. Everybody move like dope, that's a fucking 10. My peers know I'm gonna win. This music's like my first crush. For years I wanted in. I'm here, oh boy, will you taste the wrath. I'ma make it ugly like what's underneath Jesus' mask. I listen to a lot of mixtapes and laugh. All you niggas do is whine like Jamaican ass. Every night I celebrate. We take a glass of champagne to the brain. Sometimes we take a bath. Victory feels far better than defeat. You niggas weak, Solar's letter. I'm harder than a Fonz lever. My worst rhyme's 30 times rougher than your hardest bars ever. I can front like a car fender. Cause everything I'm on, DJs pull up like the bartenders. New York, I'm the answer to your prayers. Head nod, music leader dancing over there. Project shit, ain't no mansion over here. Just murder on the strings, Charles Manson on a snare. I'm hungry, the game's like a food court. I just gave y'all a loose hundred. Yeah, yeah. Joel O'Cheese. Who feel it? Who feel it better?
All right, we're back.
Yow.
And for all you people out there in Radio Land, our phones are open. We want to hear from you. We're here at 1-800-893-9562. Or if you have any questions, you can Twitter us at Matt Time Radio, or you can just post on our Facebook wall, and we'll see if we can get your question on the air. We want to hear from you.
And if you want to do a dedication, you got to go to skidrow.la and click on the donate button.
There you go.
I'll read anything for money. I'm just kidding. Or. Is that wrong with that, buddy? Is nothing wrong with that?
It's all good. Money talks, babe. It's okay.
Hey, so I know we were talking about stuff, and I was looking around on YouTube, and it's kind of funny because we have to preface it, but I came across this video of this guy talking about how jiu-jitsu sucks, you know? And so if you go to YouTube and type in jiu-jitsu sucks, I mean, this guy's got a rant for like 10 minutes. That's pretty funny. But I just thought maybe we can play it for a few minutes and then see what you guys think. It's pretty funny, man.
Yeah, so we're going to go to that clip right now.
Yeah, so if you want to go to YouTube, jiu-jitsu sucks, you can probably check it out.
I want to talk to you about something right now. Me and Ian was going to the gym, and something got brought up about jiu-jitsu. I'm not going to get into what him and me was talking about, but I was actually thinking, this is going to piss you off. This is going to piss off a lot of MMA fighters who's watching this video, or somebody who knows a little bit about mixed martial arts or anything about fighting in general. I have a little bit of problem with jiu-jitsu. Now, if you go from boxing, Chinese boxing, Bruce Lee's martial art, I think it's Jin Kun Do or something like that, Kung Fu, all of them, MMA fighters, whatever their style is, they all have a practicality in real life, where if you get into a fight, you have the skills to defend you. But with jiu-jitsu, it's stupid as hell. I mean, you take a guy down, you submit him. Yes, there is some choke holds that if you limp it on long enough, they'll knock the guy out or even kill him. But when you're facing multiple opponents, jiu-jitsu is just stupid. It has its practicality in MMA, but beyond that, it's a worthless skill to have. I mean, it's just stupid to train in this unless you're going to be an MMA fighter. Even then, it's stupid to even have jiu-jitsu in MMA because who the hell wants to see two guys running around on the damn ground? Somebody twists their elbow and somehow it's a chokehold. I mean, jiu-jitsu has no practicality outside of MMA. At least with boxing or every other martial arts, there's some the skills that you learn there, Thai boxing, all of them, you can use outside of a, quote, match. I mean, get a guy on the ground, get him in an arm bar, and then what? I mean, guess the Gracie family brought it from Brazil. Whoop-de-freaking-do. It's stupid. I mean, basic skills are okay. I mean, if you get onto the ground. But jiu-jitsu in general is just a stupid training that you should not do. Basically. Hell, whenever I watch UFC, I like two guys standing up just slugging the hell out of each other. That's what fighting should be.
This guy on the show.
I mean, jiu-jitsu, if you practice it, you're a bit of a dumbass. The only time you're ever going to freaking use it is in a MMA fight or whatever. But when you're going against multiple opponents, it has no practicality. Jiu-jitsu literally sucks. I mean, if you study jiu-jitsu, way to go. Yay, you know how to roll around with some guy on the ground. Also call that gay porno. Now, the reason why I have a beef with jiu-jitsu is fighting in general, I mean, I'm going to try to be an MMA fighter. I mean, I know the basics on the ground. That's just it, just in case if I get brought to the ground. But beyond that, I'm a stand-up guy. Now, you're going to think of this like he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. The Grayson family's great. Whatever. Okay? So you can put a guy in a chokehold. So can most wrestlers. You get the basics down. You basically master jiu-jitsu. I mean, it's stupid. I mean, I freaking hate jiu-jitsu. I mean, it has no practicality. It's stupid. If you train in just ground fighting, you get into a fight outside of a MMA event, you're fucked. Unless you have a goddamn...
Hey, isn't that pretty funny?
Jiu-jitsu has no practicality.
Oh, by the way, side note, that guy did go and have his first MMA fight and got his ass handed to him.
Yeah, I can imagine.
That's pretty funny, though.
You got to know jiu-jitsu, dude.
I just think it's funny that he thinks jiu-jitsu sucks.
Yeah, that's almost as bad as getting my guard. Except I think that guy actually really trained.
Yeah.
Do we have a caller on the line? Hello, caller.
Yeah, hello?
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 Hey,
hello.
Caller.
Hey, how's it going, man? No, I just wanted to call and see about that guy from Moya Brand, dude. I got a gi and it's sick, man. I love rolling around in it, and every time I wear the shirts, people always ask me about it.
Oh, awesome. He's gonna be live on with us here about 6:30 or so, man. So
about 6:30, okay. Are we gonna be able to chat with him or what's the deal, dude?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, right. Okay, right on. So in about 5 or 10 minutes or so?
Yeah, we'll take a break and then bring him on live, and he'll be here to talk about his brand and, you know, what they got going on, what they got coming up. So we're all looking forward to that, too. So,
cool. Awesome, man. Thanks.
All right. Thanks. Thanks for supporting.
Thanks for listening. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Right on. See, yeah. They're
already lining up, man. Moya brand, dude. Bringing the house down.
Yeah, well, we've already seen the product, and we're excited, too. We're excited.
Now it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it looks good, man. So that's good. We got guys calling in.
Yeah, I'm excited, man.
Yeah. So, and I know Chris called in earlier, who's your artist, right?
Yeah, he's actually my artist and business partner.
Oh, excellent. So it'd be cool to get him back on there.
And my friend. He's my friend, too.
Okay, let's get that first.
That's right.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Now it looks like we were talking about earlier, it looks like Fader will be coming back. Looks like Fader is gonna fight again.
Yeah, I don't know who he's gonna fight. They don't even have a fight for the guy, man. It's like it's his own production company, his own name, his own brand. So I think they're just gonna give him. I don't think they're gonna give anybody tough.
Probably not. But yeah, I mean, at least he stayed strong and, you know, he stuck to his guns. He wanted to keep his company. He didn't want to sell out, and you know, I guess he's just a really proud guy. He wanted to, you know, hang on to his M1 Global Production and his other partners. And, you know, maybe he's got that FU money that, you know, he can just do what he wants.
I think he's probably affiliated somehow. You see his brother's tattoo on his back? He's got that Grim Reaper holding a little baby.
Your brother got tattoos everywhere, bro.
No, but his brother's got a grin, like it's a Grim Reaper holding a little baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy, dude.
Well, that's the stuff they get in the Russian Pinta.
Yeah, Russian Pinta with the stars. I hear you got to earn those stars, man.
Well, I don't know. I just know that the dude probably doesn't need the cash.
Yeah, you know? I'm pretty sure he doesn't. And I seen, you know, they showed what was it, like a special about him and stuff, and they're, you know, they're showing where he lives and what he drives and everything. And
yeah. I wish I was cool enough like that dude at tournaments and stuff. He just, oh, they're playing his cards. He's gonna fight, you don't even care.
Well, that's what you gotta do. You gotta put your mind somewhere else, dude. You know, you're sitting stress on it, you're done.
Or it could be all that vodka.
Evander Holyfield actually used to, I don't know if you guys know, but he used to be in his locker room singing Christian songs right up until the time he had to, after he got his hands wrapped up and he was ready to go, he'd just be in there in the back singing and putting his mind somewhere else so he wouldn't stress about it.
All that gets you is a piece of your ear missing, so I ain't doing that. You know? So he's up there singing, but, you know. I mean, I get nervous at tournaments. I don't care what people say.
Yeah, well, no, everybody gets nervous.
No,
when
some
they
people.
Compete.
I see some people like, oh no, man, I've done like 300 tournaments this year. I'm like, man,
no,
you got a lot of extra money. First of all,
you know, I remember they interviewed Wanderlei Silva a while back, and he said, no matter who you are, if you don't get nervous, there's something wrong with you. He said he still gets nervous before he fights.
Yeah, that is one thing that a lot of people, you know, people have asked me, you know, in the time I've been training. And I'm always open about, you know, tournaments and things, events that we do. And a lot of times people ask, oh, wow, if you win, so what's the grand prize? How much money are you going to win and this and that? And, you know, I always have to explain, actually, you know, I'm paying for my entry fee.
No, dude, you got to say, I'm getting an $80 T-shirt, dude.
Man.
Yeah, exactly.
That's essentially what you're getting, right? Like an $80 T-shirt. You sit there, and I got like all these T-shirts. I'm like, wow, these are awesome.
People think sometimes we're bringing home like, you know, cash prizes and this and that, and they don't even know we put ourselves through all this training, pay for training, and then pay to compete. And
it's a lot of time. It's a lot. The only time I can remember not being when I wrestled in college, but then again, I had nothing to lose. I was poor. I was on scholarship. I mean, I think I wrestled like 500 matches in college, like throughout, you know, I did freestyle, Greco-Roman, and then the collegiate brand, and I don't ever remember getting nervous. And I come do jiu-jitsu and I get all nervous, you know.
Well, I think maybe now that we're older, we're kind of maybe a little bit more worried about, you know, injuries and stuff. Back then, you know, we're younger and invincible and we would recover, you know, quickly and stuff. And now, you know.
Oh, you get a doctor in college. Anyway, I'm not supposed to say that.
Well, cortisone shot, huh?
something.
But Fader's got some time left. He's only 34. And, you know, hopefully that sets the, you know, the stage for him to come back.
Yeah. Cool. We'll probably I know we're going to have Moya Brown when we get back.
Yeah, and so on that note, we're actually going to take another quick break, and we're going to be back with some more Mad Time Radio.
I'm looking forward to it.
We're back.
Get it.
And from the beginning of the show, I forgot to mention, actually, our intro, that crank call and our little shout out. We've been having fun with our other you know, brother and sister shows here in Skid Row Studios. And we did a little dojo storming and jumping onto another radio show, the Piñata Hour. And that little clip actually came from Vince from the More Music Radio Pod. And he did he did a crank call after Krell and I, you know, did our thing on that same show. But yeah, he did it. He did it well. It was a real funny thing that Vince did.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah, I like that.
You guys started a trend here, man. Like, everybody's calling in doing shout outs to Mad Time Radio.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder if the girls know about us yet.
Well, you know, I don't know, but you know, when I called in the first time, it was funny because when I said, "Hey, a shout out to Mad Time Radio," everybody went quiet, and Jeremy had a like, "Hey, it's Krell from the show." It's pretty fun.
Yeah, the only thing is, I think we might have opened ourselves up too.
That's okay. We're all family here.
Yeah, it's all in good fun. And also, want to remind everybody, we are live, and the phone lines are open if you want to call in. The phone number here is 1-800-893-9562. And you can also reach us on Facebook, or you can reach us via Twitter at Mad Time Radio.
Awesome.
And we're excited. We're actually here with our in-studio guest today. We have Moya Brown here.
We have Jesse. What's going on, guys? Pleasure to be here, guys.
Welcome.
Yeah, no, we're real excited, and we're really happy to see someone that we know launching his own company. And you know, from what we've seen so far, we're, you know, the future looks nothing but bright for this company and this brand. It's really, really good stuff.
Yeah, it's almost like you just came out of nowhere. I know it's never like that because no one ever sees all the hard work you put in before you actually launch a product. But you guys came out of the gates storming, so it's you know, see your stuff out there. And it's pretty good.
Yeah, we came out storming. We've been working on it for a while, actually for a couple years.
Yeah,
you know, it took us maybe 3 months just to come up with a name. After a name, you know, it took us another 3-4 months just to come up with logos. And we had about 50 logos, narrowed it down to 5, 3, 2, and then we finally had our logo.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't realize, like when they see somebody just come up really quick, they think, oh, they're just lucky, but they don't realize all the, you know, all the work you got to put in the,
oh, man,
in the back end.
My phone's on from 6 in the morning till midnight, and I'm available at pretty much all those hours from 6, let's say 6 a.m. to midnight. I got to take into consideration our distributors that we have in Australia, Guam, Hawaii. So we got to compensate that time. So, you know, we're working nonstop, you know.
Yeah.
There's no rest for us.
And when did the brand officially launch?
The brand officially launched in mid-August. And what we did was we had a pre-order for distributors only. So we really wanted to get the brand out there quick. So, you know, I have a background in sales and I've been involved in the BJJ and MMA industry for the last 7 years. So, you know, I have a pretty extensive sales network. So we just started contacting a lot of people that I had great relationships with and people that I know that know my word is good. I never sold anybody a product they couldn't sell. So when I launched my brand, people knew that, you know, it was legit.
What other name did you have? I know you said it took you a few times to get a couple of names. What other names were you guys considering to name your brand?
Oh, we're still saving some of those.
Oh, you are? Okay.
We might have a little side project. But you know what? We really just wanted a name that, you know, we're really looking for like an acronym or a name that could almost be anything, almost that anybody could wear. You know, a female could just see a logo or see a design and say, wow, that's a cool shirt. I want to wear it. Who cares what it is? You know, we just wanted really something that could be almost neutral and cross all action sports, you know, brands.
Yeah. So just to get a quick overview, what is it? It's you. I know it's your friend, partner, and artist, Chris.
Right.
Anybody else?
Yeah, we also have somebody that helps us out with, like, the shipping.
Okay.
So, you know, it's just pretty much three of us. And, you know, we run this full time. This is a full time business to us. This is no joke. You know, this is when you call and you want to know about a product, somebody's going to answer the phone on our end and take care of it.
So. Right, and so what's a typical like production day like, you know, at your company?
Chris is on the line, by the way. I just wanted to.
Oh, all right. Sure, well, hey, Chris,
hey,
welcome.
Hey guys, how are you guys doing?
Good. Hey, feel free to jump in, man. Any of these questions?
Oh, cool. Yeah. With the name too, man. It took a while, but I'm really glad that everybody likes it. I thought it was something so simple, like master and overcome your abilities is what, you know, Moya is. And the brand, and so we just marketed it off with the mask and everything. You keep it bold and in your face, and that was like a whole direction we wanted to take it. As opposed to, I don't know if you guys like, I know you still remember, like with all the brands are out there, and you got to look close, and it's like, oh, what does that say? And then, you know, I just wanted to get rid of all of that and bring in this whole new style to where it was like clean, efficient, and like in your face. What is it? But it's there, you know?
Yeah.
And are there any other up and coming projects that you can tell us about that you got in the works?
Oh, for the projects, one of them we got is a black gi. I call it the Descartes gi. Actually, it's Art Deco spelled backwards because it's black and white.
Uh-huh.
We had a photo shoot yesterday with Rodrigo Tovar, who is the former lead designer for Tap Out. So he's a good friend and colleague helping us out.
Oh yeah,
thank him.
Rodrigo is amazing. You can see his work on the Ultimate Fighter House, too.
Yeah, the guy does good work, man. He's a great artist.
Yeah, really good guy.
A lot of people don't know, too, Rodrigo's a jiu-jitsu brown belt. So.
Yeah, Rodrigo Toehold Tovar.
That's right.
to those who know. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. And another thing we want to mention, too, is this is the one that we're really excited about getting involved with is we're in discussions with non-for-profit organizations for certain signature gis, so that way we can let the public know and that we're trying to be like we're doing our part for a positive role for the community and, you know, letting people know that we care and we're involved and stuff like that.
Right. Well, we can see how this is a really big undertaking and, you know, since you're running this company, you know, full time, and it's not a hobby, what are some of the, your favorite aspects of owning your own clothing line? Would you say, guys?
Go for it, Chris.
I say, you know what? It's this whole privilege of like designing and making what you want to wear, and seeing other people wear it, and it's like that whole. It's such a freedom to see it like just come to life. I think that's been the biggest like aspect so far.
Mm-hmm. Hey, so since we're guys talking about your brand, why don't you tell us really quick? Maybe Jesse can tell us where people can go check out. You know, your lines that we're talking about here, or where people can go if they want some information on Moya Brand.
Yeah, you could check us out at www.moyabrand.com, MOYABRAND.com. And if anybody's got any questions, you could always hit us up at info@moyabrand.com, and cool. We get back quick.
And, I'm sorry, you know, we're going over stuff, but, you know, we forgot actually a really big, you know, part of your clothing line. You know, for those who haven't seen Moya Brand before, they're actually... they make Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu uniforms, the gi, and that's what we were actually talking about. We actually almost forgot to mention that. But that black gi, the one you brought in, just is an amazing product.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. I can't wait to see that one out.
Yeah, not a lot of people have seen it, so I kind of wanted to like unveil it to you guys, you know, as kind of like a token of our appreciation for having us on here. So really, Chris is, I tell him what I'm looking for. Hey, here's a black canvas. You design everything, and the guy's just amazing. And, you know, that part of being successful in business is aligning yourself with people where you could delegate something and you trust them, and they could come up with a product and deliver, and that's my partner.
Right. And, Chris, and now since you're on the artistic side of the company, who inspires you?
My biggest inspiration, and I think he still plays a role in a lot of these MMA, jiu-jitsu, action sports, lifestyle brands today, is a guy, a good friend of mine, a best friend. His name is Big John Calvo. And he actually started an action sports surf jiu-jitsu line back in the late 90s. Things went bad with the brand, but all his artwork still exists today. And I still think he is one of the best, like ahead of his time, like to this day. Still my biggest inspiration is Big John Calvo.
And besides Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, what other sports are you leaning towards or are you supporting with your brand?
Well, with the action sports, if you notice, I'm sure you know, like everybody who does Jiu-Jitsu, they either surf or skate and stuff like that. And I also skate. So that's been the other sports that we've been getting really involved with. I'm actually volunteering at a Surf Aid International to get more of the feel and stuff like that. So branching off Moya Brand into that area, you know?
Yeah, I noticed that a lot of people that are, especially, you know, the Brazilians, yeah, if they're not on the mat, they're out there, you know, chasing waves. And
well, they all moved here and moved close to the water too. So, I mean, you can go to San Diego and there's like, you know, 35 jiu-jitsu places around the water up there. But
yeah, no kidding.
I can't skate, so.
Yeah, I still do, but. I should.
Yeah. But that's cool. So I know it took you guys a long time to come up. Any advice you guys have out there for other people, you know, wanting to come up? Obviously, the industry's big enough where everybody can have their piece of the pie and still be successful. Is there anything you guys can, you know, tell us about the struggles up front and what you did to overcome them and what you guys can give advice to maybe somebody looking to start their own company?
I think the struggles up front is really just getting started and getting a direction. Once you get started and you have a vision with a direction, from there it's samples. You know, once you get the name, logos, samples, image, of course, funding. You know, some people, you know, funding is one of the difficult aspects. Also, it's really no joke, man. You know, when you work for yourself, you have to hustle. You know, you have to hustle. You have to provide top-notch service and do what you can with the little resources that you have available to you. So what we, you know, use your network, networking, friends, people that you know. It's all about networking and contacts and just being, you know, if you got a good product, it's going to sell, you know. And,
right.
And with us, we believe that we got a great product.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Hey, so we're gonna take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to have more questions with Moya Brand. So,
we'll be back in a little bit. Some more Matt Time Radio.
You got it.
strung out on compliments, overdosed on confidence, started not to give a fuck and stop fearing the consequence, drinking every night because we drink to my accomplishments, faded way too long, I'm floating in and out of consciousness, and they saying I'm back, I'd agree with that, I just take my time with all this shit, I still believe in that, I had someone tell me I fell off, ooh I needed that, and they wanna see me pick back up, well where'd I leave it at, I know I exaggerated things, now I got it like that, tuck my napkin in my shirt cause I'm just mobbing like that, you know good and well that you don't want a problem like that, you gon' make someone around me catch a body like that, no don't do it, please don't do it, cause one of us goes in and we all go through it, and Drizzy got the money, so Drizzy gon' pay it, those my brothers, I ain't even gotta say it, that's just something they know, they know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, they know, yeah. That the real is on the rise. Fuck them other guys. I even gave them a chance to decide. Now it's something they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, I be yelling out money over everything. Money on my mind. Then she wanna ask when it got so empty. Tell her I apologize, happened over time. She says they missed the old Drake, girl, don't tempt me. If they don't get it, they'll be over you. That new shit that you got is overdue. You better do what you supposed to do. I'm like, why I gotta be all that? But still I can't deny the fact that it's true. Listen to you expressing all them feelings. Soap opera rappers, all these niggas sound like all my children. And that's who you thinking is about to come and make a killing. I guess it really is just me, myself, and all my millions. You know that they ain't even got it like that. You gon' hype me up and make me catch a body like that. Cause I live for this, it isn't just a hobby like that. When they get my shit and play it, I ain't even gotta say it. They know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, they know, yeah. That the real is on the rise. Fuck them other guys. I even gave them a chance to decide. Now it's something they know. They know, they know, they know.
We're back.
Yeah, they know. Well, I was just saying what the song says.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I know. They know.
Matt Time Radio, skidrow.la.
So, yeah, the phone lines are still open. If anyone, we're actually, this hour just flew by. Yeah. We're almost done, but we're real excited for this company. And we actually had a couple more questions for you, Jesse, too.
We still got Chris online?
Yeah, do we got Chris on the line still?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, right on.
Hey, how'd you like that song, Chris?
It's okay.
Never mind, buddy.
So, now, this is one thing that actually, you know, I've been curious about, and you know, I asked that to a lot of new companies. Do you ever worry that, you know, too much growth quickly is going to hurt, you know, your label as far as like, you know, the way you run things and the philosophy and what do you think you can do to combat, you know, that type of thing from happening?
Yes and no. Go for it, Chris. You go first.
You know, me and Jess, we talk about this all the time, and I think there's two different really roles you got to look at. A lot of people don't want to saturate the market. like get too big and just be everywhere, and then that gets boring when you wind up in Target and stuff like that. I'm just using an example. But like to control that, that's why we got the main line, the white and blue geese that we stay with, which are always there. And that's when the limited edition signature geese start playing their role. So that way, yeah, they're out there, but then they got these two, you know?
And in your, actually, the standard blue and white, how much do those geese weigh?
Those geese are less than, when you look at the belt, they're approximately, depending on size, anywhere from 4 to 5 pounds. But we specifically chose these geese to launch with because, you know, we want to launch and show our product's quality and durability. We don't want to go with, like, some light, crappy gi that's going to rip on you in 5 months.
Right.
So this is just – the gis that we launch with are for daily training purposes. They're going to last you. You know, they're durable. They're strong, you know. In regards to competition, that, you know, that's something that we're looking at towards the future. Like on this next order that we have coming in, we have 10-ounce cotton pants coming in. We don't like ripstop. Right off the bat, we've tested ripstop.
Like, I don't like ripstop.
Numerous times. And anytime you put any type of little tiny holes in ripstop, those tiny holes become huge holes, and they end up tearing. So we don't like ripstops. We're more traditionalists. We like the cotton. We prefer cotton. So for those serious competitors, the guys that really look at weight in a gi, we're going to have pants that are going to be sold separate from the gi that are going to be 10-ounce pants.
Oh, okay. And then don't they have like some extra reinforcement in the knee area also?
You know what? We tested those too. We didn't want to go too heavy on the reinforcements in the knee because then it created a lot of slack.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of slack on the mat, and you could roll your knee, you know. So we're thinking of safety in mind. We did reinforce the inside of the hip openings on the inside because that's another place that the gi pants tend to tear. And also we have pretty much the strongest draw cord in the industry. Mm-hmm. To where, you know, when people started using these circular draw cords, they're kind of like a braid and they're very interwoven. So when you use a very loose draw cord, they end up popping and busting. And I'm sure you guys probably
have seen. Yeah, I've had that happen.
We don't want to say what geese they are because I know, but, you know.
I've had that happen at a tournament. I've had it happen at a tournament.
Right.
And luckily, you know, my coach wears the same size gi as me, and, you know, he lent me his gi pants. And
right.
I was able to compete, but yeah, I freaked out. I pulled that cord and it just snapped.
I won't even ask you what gear you're wearing, but
I have quite a few, and but that, just, you know, if any other day of the week, if that would have happened, you know, it wouldn't have been a big deal. But yeah. Right at that moment, you know, they call your division. You need to get down there, suit up, and oops, you know, there definitely goes. You know, that's
I got too many geese. I don't know if I've ever had that my cord ripping on me. But I blowtorch the tips of my cords so they don't unravel.
Oh, really?
Well, you know, I like to blowtorch everything.
Well, yeah. Well, I personally like the ripstop pants. I've actually been, you know, in competition, and I feel I'll lose traction.
Right. Slide all over the mat.
Yeah. Especially IBJJF, the mats that they use, they're really, really hard compared to, you know, what I'm used to in training.
Apparently, my feet are always sliding on those mats too, because I always have blisters on my feet.
Yeah, for some reason, you have a knack for picking up mat burn all over your feet every time you compete. Yeah,
you see that?
Yeah.
Man, it hurts. The ripstop pants, I also like the comp pants, but the ripstop pants, to me, when they get sweaty, they seem
sticky.
Yeah, real sticky and slippery, right. You know?
Yeah, and they make noise, and they're weird.
Yeah, it's. I prefer a traditional gi, you know, but I'm not going to wear no double weave gi with the windows closed at our place.
Yeah, that's super traditional. Like, that's the early 2000s traditional.
Yeah.
So, I wanted to clear up a misconception on what a lot of people think. When people actually weigh pants, and you hear that the pants weigh 12 ounces, and I've had customers call me and say, hey, I put these pants on the scale, and they don't weigh 12 ounces. Well, it's actually 12 ounces per square yard of fabric to make the pants.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so that's like a misconception that a lot of people don't know. And it's also a misconception that when certain companies list, you know, what their pants are, it's not 12 ounces. They don't weigh 12 ounces. It's the fabric.
So is that like when, you know, you go buy a quarter pounder and it's like actual weight before cooking?
Yeah. Exactly. See? Yeah. So we're trying to clear up a lot of misconceptions, and we're trying to bring jiu-jitsu and truth, and really what is what, you know. Mm-hmm. That's why we were designed, because you know, there's a lot of misconceptions out there, and some people don't even know what their product is.
Yeah, I know you guys have. So you guys have white and blue geese, or you guys have those in stock, right?
Right. Those are like our what we consider our flagship geese.
Okay.
We'd carry, you know.
And then I know you got this new black geese that's pretty sick looking, and I guess it's going to be. Is it going to be limited?
No. That's for everybody. See, you know, we're not into this limited stuff.
I didn't know if that was like going to be a limited. Like you're only going to make 100 of them.
No. These are for everybody. We have a product that we believe in, and it's a product that we want to share with everybody. You know, right. We want everybody to have this.
Well, one of the things that stands out about your brand, and it's something that, you know, I can appreciate, is that you price this thing very competitively to where everybody is able to enjoy your product. Not like other brands that are, you know, almost double. And, you know, it seems like, you know, they want to only have a certain crowd of people buy their geese and stuff. This is something that is affordable, you know, and just about anybody, you know, can pick up one of these geese at a really, really fair price.
Yeah, it seems like you guys are shipping a lot. I think you were saying you have people in Australia. So, I mean, you guys are...
Yeah, you know,
hitting a lot of markets, right?
Yeah, when we launched, Chris and I actually sat down and we picked strategic locations where we felt that this is where we need to be.
Oh, excellent. So, I got a question about your logo and stuff. I know you got the 025. How did you guys come up with the 025?
Chris?
Yeah, it's actually a code for clothing, but that's why I put it into a lot of the saying. So, like, Moyer Brand 025, Moyer Brand Clothing. And that's really what it is. So it's, you know, it's like this whole, it's just all about being different so that way we're irreplaceable.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely different. It makes you, you know, makes you ask a question like, oh, I wonder what that is. So, you know, it doing its job, I think so.
Yeah, so. Thank you.
All right. Well, it looks like we're coming close to an end with our time here with Moya, and, we just want to thank you guys, you know, for being in the studio. And where can we find you again? Where
you can find us at www.moyabrand.com and always hit us up at info@moyabrand.com.
You guys got a Facebook page, right? Moya Brand.
Yeah, check out our Facebook page. Chris, go ahead and you mention.
The Facebook thing is facebook.com/moyabrand, and that's where we interact with a lot of people, with the public and stuff like that. And facebook.com/moyabrand025 is the like page.
Oh, excellent. And okay.
Keep you posted on everything on that, too.
You know, one thing I wanted to mention real quick, we have on our site, we have a upload your own photo wearing a Moya brand. So it's like we want everybody to be a model. So if you have a Moya brand product, you take a photo of you wearing it, click on our site, upload the photo, and it's something that we can use on Facebook or our gallery site. It's something that we've been using a lot with the kids, and the kids love it, and it's great because the kids really get to see themselves out there, and they get motivated, and they really enjoy it, you know?
Well, all these kids got cell phones now. I didn't have a cell phone when I was a kid.
Yeah, neither did I. I had a beeper.
Yeah, a pager. A beeper with one number that rings only. You know, oh, my mom's calling me.
Yeah, text messages when you send a bunch of numbers and you flip your pager over and you can read it.
That's right.
That's old school.
Do you guys remember the alphanumeric pagers? You call the 800 number, then give the lady your pager number and tell her what you want to send?
No, that's super old, bro.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Yeah, man, this hour just flew by, though. Hey, I really want to say thanks for coming by the studio. I know I think the audience appreciate learning a little more about you guys, and maybe you get some more traffic on your website.
Yeah, everybody, check them out. You know, everyone, support the friends of our show, Moya Brand. And, you know, we were really excited to see what's going to come around in the future. And the best of luck to you guys.
Cool. Yeah. Thank you very much. And thank you guys for all you guys. You guys know who you are that helped us out so much. We appreciate it, guys.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for calling in, Chris, too. I know you got a busy schedule, buddy.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. You guys too, man. Thanks for the shouts.
Hey, Chris, finish that PDF file that we did with Rodrigo tonight, yeah?
All right. Handling business.
Yeah, handling. These guys always on the clock.
This guy's working over here. He's like, I'm like in studio with Drake over here. He's on his phone like every 2 minutes.
That's good. That's good. It shows they're working hard.
Yeah. Hey, so we really appreciate it, man. You know, so thanks for taking your time out of your schedule to come by our show and talk about your brand.
All right. And everyone listening, thanks again for tuning in. We really appreciate the support. And just keep listening. We want to put on a good show for you. We do this for you guys. And if there's anything you want to talk about, we want to hear from you. You know where to find us. Send us a message. Or if, for those of us who know us in person, come up to us and, you know, let us know what you think. We really appreciate, you know, all the feedback.
Yes. Oh, can we give a quick shout-outs real quick?
Sure, absolutely.
You have time? Okay, I just want to thank everybody for helping out Moya Brand and good friends that we knew before starting the brand and who was with us from the start until now. Sonny O'Hara, Kendall Grove, Joe Duarte, Coach Vince Salvador, to Moya Brand skate team, Xavier Ortega, Dylan Thomas, Dan Kenstowicz, Tony Nguyen, and to all our photographers, Brian Gogo from BG Photography, Eric Villatoro, and one of the biggest inspirations, Big John Cavill. I want to shout out to Coast Combat and Skid Row.
Paul Barbosa,
LA
too.
Studios.
All right.
And Mad Time Radio.
And Big Ugly.
Yeah, Mad Time Radio. Big Much Ugly. Love. Thanks, man. Thanks, guys, for
real. Hey, thank you, man.
All right, guys. This has been another round of Mat Time Radio. And to everyone out there, happy training. And we'll see you all on the mats.
Yes, sir.
Train sure. Double.
Mat Time Radio, skidlow.la. See you guys next week.